Hello and welcome to today's podcast hosted by us at the Digital Euro Association. My name is Anne-Sophie and I'm very happy to be presenting one of our newest members, KPMG Germany. As many of you know, the Digital Euro Association brings together experts from across the ecosystem to explore the future of money and payments, from CBDCs and stablecoins to tokenized deposits and beyond. With KPMG Germany joining our network, we're adding one of Europe's leading advisory firms, which has a front row seat in how financial markets are changing. And that brings us to the topic of today's conversation, the future of financial market infrastructure. Capital markets are moving into a new era, shaped by digital assets, tokenization, and distributed ledger technology. These developments connect directly with Europe's long-term ambition of a capital markets union, mobilizing capital, supporting competitiveness, and making markets more resilient. I'm delighted to be joined by Jens Siebert today, who is partner at KPMG Germany. Jens has spent years advising banks, asset managers, and infrastructure providers on how to adapt their strategies and operating models to new realities. He also leads KPMG's work on distributed ledger technology in the banking sector. Jens, you and your team are right in the middle of this transformation, supporting clients in navigating digitalization and helping them connect innovation with regulation. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
To set the stage, let's begin broad. We all see the tokenization, new forms of money, shifting regulation, and client expectations are converging, reshaping the foundations of financial markets. Jens, from your vantage point, working with financial institutions and regulators, what are the most powerful forces transforming financial market infrastructures today?
I think this is a brilliant question because there's not a simple answer to it, to be honest. There are a couple of factors that have to come together to really transform an entire market, right? Because markets need collaboration, they need common standards, but there are indeed a couple of factors that positively contribute to this fundamental transformation of capital market infrastructure and a widespread digitalization of market infrastructures. And I would say those factors are the tokenization of financial instruments in a widespread form. We have seen a lot of good pilot tokenization products. It's possible from a regulatory point of view to tokenize financial instruments. And we will very soon see widespread adoption of tokenized issuances in various forms of financial instruments. On the other hand, we have the digitalization of money, actually. And that holds true for CBDC as well as for private forms of money. We see important initiatives like the wholesale trials on DLT from the ECB and Euro system from last year. But we also see important private sector initiatives around stablecoins and tokenized deposits. And last but not least, we have the regulatory foundation in Europe for DLT-based trading and settlement. The DLT pilot regime gives a regulatory framework for the issuance, trading, and settlement of DLT financial instruments in a fully regulated environment. And with 21X, actually, we have seen the first fully regulated DLT marketplace and exchange that just currently went live in September 2025. And maybe to finish with one, from my point of view, very important last point is we see more widespread collaboration among market participants, because it's not helping anyone if we see different tokenization initiatives or different initiatives around the digital representation of financial instruments or money that are not interoperable to each other. And among the European capital market community, I indeed observe more closer collaboration, and I see initiatives like, for example, regulated layer one that is focusing on setting up a dedicated market infrastructure for tokenized financial instruments and tokenized forms of money that is led and sponsored by leading financial institutions from the European capital markets community. And I think the combination of all those factors is really driving adoption of digital capital markets and the transformation of the market infrastructure in general.
To dig a little bit deeper into the point on capital markets and talking about tokenization and digitalization, how do you see digital assets and digital money shaping Europe's capital markets union?
I believe they can be a strong catalyst of actually realizing the capital markets union, or as it's called today, the savings and investments union, because we indeed do observe a pretty strong fragmentation among Europe's capital market infrastructure as it is today. We see a two-digit number of CSDs in the market being present. We see numerous of exchanges, and we see fragmented liquidity among Europe's capital markets. And the opportunity that comes with digital assets being represented on a distributed ledger technology, and the same holds true for digital money, is really to build a more efficient and more integrated European capital market that is less fragmented, and also taking an international perspective and also seeing global competition among markets positioning Europe in a more favorable way, and making it a long lasting and attractive location for issuers in Europe, but also for issuers from a global point of view.
So we want to connect regulators, institutions, and innovators, the whole ecosystem, right? So for KPMG Germany specifically, what differentiates your approach to this?
I think what we might do a bit different to others in the market is that we really see the importance of the ecosystem and of collaboration when it comes to build up new market infrastructures, because that's no challenge that a single organization or one company can solve by its own. I think we really need to foster collaboration among market participants. We need to find the right platform to discuss future market standards, to really go into a collaborative approach of building future market infrastructure for Europe. And we as KPMG try to play a role as a facilitator maybe in this ecosystem. For example, we bring together leading market participants from the capital markets community on a regular basis during our so-called Digital Asset Saloon in Frankfurt in Germany, to really foster the discussion around future market standards, new technologies, and really bringing together the decision makers. And the same holds true for this year's Cybos. We are organizing a lot of get-togethers and meetups among the important players of the European capital market ecosystem to really foster that collaboration and that joint effort of building powerful European market infrastructure on new digital rails. And I think this might be something that differentiates us. And maybe one last comment. To us, it's also important to not just only talk to the private sector, but also include the central bank community closely into those discussions. To us, it's very important to include the regulators, but, and that might be the most important, also include new players and fintechs into those discussions as key innovators when it comes to building future market infrastructure for Europe.
So you want to support all stakeholders in moving from theory to practice. Now with that, let's dive into more detail on practical use. One of the clearest signals of change we see in Europe is work on wholesale CBDC. Through the Pontes track for short term and the Appia track for longer term foundational infrastructure, the ECB is actively testing how central bank money could work on DLT. This isn't just theory anymore, it's a live example of new financial market infrastructure being built, as you said. At the same time, tokenization, again, as you said, is advancing in bonds, funds, and collateral management, which is supported by frameworks exactly like the DLT pilot regime. Together, these developments show how digital money and tokenized assets could reshape how markets operate. Jens, from your perspective, What are the most important lessons so far from wholesale CBDC pilots across Europe, but perhaps also beyond?
Yeah, I think the first and most important lesson is there's a true market demand for a wholesale CBDC solution in Europe, right? I mean, we have seen the trials during last year with more than 60 participants from the European capital markets community and more than 1.6 billion of digital asset transactions being settled through the three solutions being provided during the trials from Banque de France, Banque d'Italia, and the German Bundesbank, right? So there was indeed a true market demand. And I think it's very important that the Euro system has strongly recognized this market demand and is now working on long-lasting solutions with a two-track approach around Apia and Pontus. And I think having the possibility to settle financial market transactions in central bank money is a key piece of a future digital market puzzle, let's say. You know, there's always a disadvantage of digital assets if there's no opportunity for settlement in central bank money of those assets. And I think the Euro system has recognized this deficit and now is working on a long-term solution, and that's a very good and positive signal for the European capital market, actually.
As we're discussing these exploratory ambitions, what seems to be the real challenge then is moving from pilots to scale. How does KPMG support institutions in getting from proof of concept to market ready, real world application, such as in project design, advisory, or implementation?
I would say that first and foremost, we always want to be at the forefront of digitalization of market infrastructure. So we are proud and happy that, for example, we supported 21X on their license application for the DLT trading and settlement system under the pilot regime and successfully supported them to be the first organization in Europe being granted with a full license to operate the trading and settlement system under the pilot regime. So one thing is really, you know, being at the forefront of digitalization and supporting leading market actors during their market development. At the same time, I guess it's important to also be in very realistic discussions with large banks and financial organizations when it comes to what is the real impact of digital assets and new digital market infrastructures on their today's business model, because there is no immediate, let's say, disruptive impact on their business model as it is today. But there is indeed a strong and sustainable long-term impact will be there. And I think helping large banks and organizations to prepare for this evolution of market infrastructure is something that plays a key role from our point of view. So really doing a focused impact analysis on taking your today's business and operating model and projecting what will be paths of adoption of digital forms of issuances and settlement within your specific business and operating model. And then coming up with clear target pictures on how to adapt, where to partner, where to build by yourself is something where we help large banks, asset managers, and other organizations to really adapt to digital assets and digital market infrastructures in the right speed and with the right focus, because it's not helping anyone if you just, you know, rush forward and you're not moving in the right speed with the market adoption. And at the same time, just having a wait and see strategy might also bring you in a very unfavorable market position at some moment in time. So I believe really doing very focused analysis on the real impact of digital assets and digital money on the specific business model of a bank and asset manager, and coming up with a realistic and tailor-made adoption strategy is something that helps leading organizations in today's capital markets to also, you know, secure their market position into the future, and then possibly even extend their market position on the way adopting digital assets in their business and operating model.
And in this process of adapting and evolving, like you say, we certainly also encounter barriers and challenges, correct? So what regulatory or infrastructure hurdles still need to be overcome?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of challenges to overcome on the way to a widespread and powerful digital capital market in Europe and globally. But maybe let me pick some of the, from my point of view, biggest challenges that need to be overcome. I think, as I already said, we on the infrastructure layer. So I don't know if you're aware of the ASAP model of the IMF, but it's like a framework very similar to the TCP/IP model for the World Wide Web. And it provides a bit of a structure to digital asset platforms and solutions. And it's called ASAP, I think a very good name. It's Access, Service, Asset, and Platform. So if we walk through that model, maybe quickly, I think on the platform layer, starting on the bottom, I think we do need more collaboration among market participants, leading market participants, when it comes to standardization and aligning on joint, powerful market infrastructure and networks. And as I said, regulated layer one, and there are some other initiatives out in the market, are the right approach here to take, because I'm a big believer that there is an urgent need for dedicated network infrastructures, distributed network infrastructures for the financial service industry. I think it will not be all solved through public network infrastructure. So I think on the platform layer, we really need to have this convergence towards joint, dedicated network infrastructures for the financial service industry. On the asset layer, we have a regulatory framework that allows the tokenization of financial instruments in Europe with the pilot regime. We do have an initiative for tokenized central bank money with Appia and Pontus on the wholesale side. But there are still some pieces missing here, I believe. The first one to mention is really tokenized securities are currently no eligible assets when it comes to pledging them as collateral at the ECB. This really needs to be solved on the regulatory level. The pure fact that an asset is not represented through a paper-based certificate, but through a token, should not mean that it's no eligible asset when it comes to pledging those assets on the Eurosystem side. So I think this is really something that needs to be solved. And secondly, the pilot regime, as good as it is, it still has those volume caps. And those volume caps on a single issuance, as well as on the total issuance volume that is served in either a settlement infrastructure or a DLT MTF, really limits the possibility for adoptions. And it also limits the business case that is realizable within the pilot regime. So I believe there's also some work necessary on that end to really get into a widespread adoption. On the service level, I think, yeah, we will see more tokenization services, regulated ones, evolving under the pilot regime and other regulatory frameworks in Europe. So all of that, from my point of view, looks quite good. And also on the access level, when it comes to how to access those digital market infrastructures, one of the key services actually here is providing regulated custody services for those assets. And we do indeed see that many of the custodians and banks among Europe actually working on building up key management solutions and custody solutions for digital assets. So I believe also on the access layer, we do see some good progress. So to summarize, I think walking through those different layers of a powerful digital asset market infrastructure, I really see the biggest challenges to overcome in the basement, you could say, on the platform layer as well as on the asset layer. And we do indeed need more collaboration among market participants on the one hand side, and we need more advanced regulation when it comes to especially the ECB eligibility of tokenized assets and the volume caps on the DLT pilot regime.
We have more than hinted at it at this point, but there's also a bigger structural question here. If DLT is going to underpin the next generation of capital markets, what kind of ledger should that be? Do we adapt existing blockchains, or do we need new purpose-built regulated infrastructures designed specifically for financial markets? That's exactly what you said, the debate behind the rise of regulated layer ones. And Jens, you've been very active in this discussion. Perhaps you could start us off by explaining why there even is growing demand for regulated layer ones in Europe's capital markets. Why not just adapt existing blockchains?
That's a very good question. From my point of view, for many years now, we often have seen a misleading discussion around the question whether to use public or private network infrastructures. What I personally believe is that we really have to look into the details, right? There's, for example, having a dedicated market or dedicated blockchain network for the financial service industry in Europe does not necessarily mean that we should not use open source technology, for example. You know, so you could use open source technology like Ethereum-based network infrastructure, but you could have a dedicated node infrastructure. So what I want to say is, instead of having this more, you know, political, almost emotional discussion on private versus public or permissioned versus unpermissioned, I think it's more important to look into what are the specific needs and requirements of the financial market and how to solve those specific business requirements on the network layer the best way possible. You know, and this can mean that we use open source technology, but that we have a dedicated node infrastructure. It can mean that the access to the network is permission to some market participants, but under a clear rule book and clear and transparent guidelines, you know, and I think instead of having this black and white discussion, I think what is more important is that the leading institutions of today's capital market infrastructure and today's capital markets better come together, you know, and jointly discuss solutions and how they could look like. And really having those discussions without emotions and more focusing on what are the actual real requirements when it comes to the platform or network layer of a future tokenized financial market. And I believe there's probably not one network that will serve all use cases, but there will be probably multiple networks, some dedicated for specific use cases, and there will be the necessity for interoperability among those networks and infrastructures. But what I personally believe is that all those initiatives are ideally driven from the market side.
You already discussed the topic of blockchain-based capital markets in your KPMG KFW paper that you published earlier this year. Could you share the main takeaways from this?
Absolutely. I think there are three key learnings. So first one is the market is actually maturing, but it's not plug and play to move from proof of concepts to scalable market infrastructures. We have seen some real progress in the issuance and settlement, but there's still need for standardization, legal interoperability, and also the operational readiness for scale. And that holds true for almost all involved parties in those issuances performed by KFW. Secondly, we have learned that the integration with central bank money is pivotal. The second issuance of KFW that we describe in that learning paper was actually part of the wholesale trials on DLT of the Euro system. The importance of delivery versus payment in central bank money for a digital capital market became very obvious during that issuance. And last but not least, I think we see that there's still some way to go for institutional readiness in tokenized issuances and tokenized settlement. We have seen the feasibility of tokenized bond issuances, but there's still some way to go when it comes to really bringing those digital tokenized bonds to scale. We need more production grade operations. We need, as I said, more standardization, and at the same time also a simplified onboarding of new participants into those digital capital markets.
We're also seeing that same sentiment from the public sector side. We discussed already Pontus, Appia, the ECB's wholesale CBDC ambitions. How does the ECB's Appia track link to this debate?
I mean, Appia being the long-term track, and to be honest, not so much being revealed from that long-term track, I think at the same time, still plays a very important role, because interoperability solutions, as we see them with Pontus, would definitely not be sufficient. In order to realize the long-term potentials of digital assets and digital settlements, we indeed do need integrated market infrastructures on the asset and money side. And I think that's why Appia plays a very important role here. From my point of view, what matters most is that we have an open and integrated discussion under the Appia track, and also involving all of the important market participants when it comes to how should the target solution and setup look like. You know, because there is indeed two different approaches within the Appia track. One is more focusing on interoperability, and the other one is more focusing on having actually one more integrated unified ledger approach. From my point of view, the discussions around those two possible approaches and how to best move forward within the Appia track is one that really needs the strong involvement of today's market participants and today's leading organizations in the financial market ecosystem in order to be very targeted and to lead to the best result possible for Europe.
So we see that Europe does want to drive change and transformation in financial markets and financial market infrastructure, perhaps even taking a global lead in building regulated layer ones, as we said, since we're talking about dedicated infrastructure. What risks and opportunities would arise here?
So on the opportunity side, I would definitely say that we have the chance to build a sovereign European capital market infrastructure that is future-proof. That's probably the most important factor. On the risk side, I would say the same moment we have to stay open for innovation also outside Europe. You know, we should not focus solely on our own initiatives, but we also have to keep in mind interconnectedness to global market infrastructures. We have to keep in mind that there might be other approaches globally, for example, in the US, taken when it comes to digitalizing market infrastructures. We should keep a broad perspective, I guess. And as Europe, focus on our sovereignty on the one hand side, and at the same time, staying open for global developments and not taking the risk of isolating Europe when it comes to dedicated and proprietary infrastructures here. That's my key point here, to balance those two sides and get the best out of it for Europe as possible.
Lovely, Jens. That was a really insightful discussion on the future foundations of capital markets, and actually more than that, whether we build on existing blockchains or design entirely new regulated infrastructures, the rise of tokenization, the impact of digitalization. And of course, these are exactly the kinds of questions that the industry will be debating at Cybos in Frankfurt this September. KPMG Germany will be there front and center, and you'll also be showcasing a demo of one of your digital money use cases. So it's a great opportunity for anyone attending to continue this conversation in person. With that, Jens, thank you again so much for joining me today. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you so much for the invitation, and very much looking forward to following up in person during Cybos or afterwards, because I believe building future market infrastructure and powerful digital asset and digital money infrastructures for Europe and beyond always needs direct conversation, needs a lot of collaboration among market participants, and that works best if you meet and talk about it. So thanks a lot for the invitation, and looking forward to the future discussion.